education and dedication. With collaboration, it's about inspiration.
Welcome to Teacher Talk. On this show, we discuss education policies, challenges in the classroom, and we invite special guests to look back over their school age years and to give their input on education policies today. Callers are provided anonymity, and by that I mean you do not have to identify yourself, others, or your location. Let's get started. This is Teacher Talk.
Alvin Pitts, you are living here in the metro area of Atlanta, correct?
Yes, I am. Here since the late 80s, actually. Came here late 80s. Came here for CNN. I had worked up in Shreveport after graduated Northeast Louisiana University in broadcast. Actually worked in Shreveport at the NBC affiliate. Did some time there, and I came here to Atlanta to further pursue broadcasting.
Alvin, you're originally from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah, originally from Shreveport.
Mm-hmm. Are you a public school baby?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your experience in school. Did you ever, have to fight for some reason?
Fight? I think every kid gets a scuffle here or there, but for the most part, fighting was you got expelled for that. You got in trouble for fighting. You had to have a reason to fight. But no, I didn't have a situation. Well, you got to understand, back then, more parents were involved. So it wasn't like, every man for himself. You got one thing, you had a bunch of wild kids. You had discipline was a big thing. I mean, just like holding a phone, walking down the hallway, looking at a screen, discipline was that rampant. So right now, the cell phones or social media is taking over, where once there was discipline. So now there's no discipline. Everybody know who Drake is or Cardi B, but they don't know what discipline is. They don't have a sense of accountability.
Let me pause the conversation for just a moment, because Alvin Pitts, a general citizen here in the Atlanta area, he and I have communicated back and forth online on social media, just commenting on social events, political stories, that kind of online activity. And he has just said what I have been thinking for some time. Somehow, is music, because students are listening to their phones a lot. And this music can be aggressive. And I'm wondering, is there a link? Is there a tie? Is there influence on students' aggression and all of the fighting? Is it tied to their music?
I've had, a number of conversations about, what are the distractions? And certainly they have more distractions than what there may have been when you and I were in school. Now, as a journalist, because you cover a little bit of everything, I'm sure, from, crime to the politics, tell me, what can you recall about public school that you think may have changed this situation?
Corporal punishment. you can get your butt whipped when you was in school. You could go to the principal's office, had a meeting. I mean, if you was in trouble, you got licks. They had a little board. In some of the cases, they actually named the board. The board had a name, Jesse or whatever the board named that they spanked you. You get like so many licks. Similar to what they have in this country, we get lashes, but it wasn't that severe, but bad enough. In some cases, they can hit you on your knuckles, but you have permission from the parents that you can discipline your kids. But see, now, you can't touch your kids, but there's a reason why you can't touch your kids.
Yes.
And the reason, I believe,
some good
with,
reasons.
The privatization of prisons, you don't want to cut back on what can be going into those prisons.
We don't know all the factors, but we do know that the school-to-prison pipeline is something that's very real.
The kind of discipline we got growing up, it works. So if it works, listen, what's going to happen to our facility? It's not going to be fat. It's not going to have candidates. Because the kids are going to act right. They're going to have a certain type of, for the most part, a way to behave. So we're not going to be able to lock them up.
So do you think that students behave differently at home than they do per se in the schoolhouse?
Oh yeah, we all did that to a certain point, but we had a line in the sand. These kids now don't have a line.
Our topic today is fights in school. My guest and I will be back with more talk on this topic after this quick break.
Teacher Talk is sponsored by Weather Wonder Incorporated, an early learning science advocate. For more information, log on to lisamoser.com. And if you would like to participate in an upcoming show, click on to the Teacher Talk blog for details. Now back to Teacher Talk.
I'm not saying that other ethnicities, other cultures don't have problems with conflict. I'm not saying that at all. Let me be clear about that. But what I am seeing a lot of, and maybe it's because it's my own ethnicity, maybe I'm only noticing that a lot of blacks are fighting blacks in school, but I'm concerned about it. Are you concerned about it?
A lot of people want to call a spade, but our people can be pretty interesting in that department. I think, I don't know why that is, but and sure enough, there are other ethnic groups that have their own issues of how they fight or whatever, but man, our people can move, my God. It's almost like...
Have you seen some of the videos that are on Facebook?
It's vicious.
And did you see where, here in Atlanta, a teacher had to go to the hospital from trying to break up a fight?
Yeah, I saw a white male teacher get beat by the student. I don't know if you saw that video. Maybe the same video that you're talking about.
I couldn't look at it. It was just so heart-wrenching. I couldn't look at the whole thing, but I saw a glimpse of it.
But the thing is, see, that teacher, had he fought back, would have lost his job. But yet it's okay for a student to beat him down.
Well, it's not okay, but it is becoming more common.
But I hate to say it, that, you know, and not that it's not happening on the other end, but... You know, come on, our people don't better than that.
Well, we do a lot of drills, we do a lot of practice to protect ourselves and know what to do if there's an active shooter.
All I hear about what they're not supposed to do is touch a student. You know, and then when if we have a law enforcement on
campus,
on the premise, and they touch a student afterwards, parents even have a problem with that. Oh, he handled her too hard. Let me tell you something. If my kid's in the wrong, I mean, this is how I feel as a parent. If my kid's in the wrong and he's doing some raunchy crap, handle his butt. That's how I feel.
I feel like a lot of the students that are problematic, when it escalates to this point where you've got physical... a tuggle that's physical, that it didn't just happen in one day. That student has probably had a history of being difficult, of being physical, and then it just escalated beyond what it should have.
You may be right, but again, we got to go back to what I keep saying. You got to hold the parents accountable. I believe, that when students get involved at that level and they're that vicious, that the parents... If something happened with the students, the parents should serve time.
It's hard to believe that parents aren't doing the best they can. I think that most parents are doing the best that they can. So other forces, other factors have to have grown in their influence. Something has to be charging our society of young people.
At that level, that should be some kind of law where the parents have some type of, I don't care if it's a 2 or 3 days or a week in jail. Somewhere it comes down to, if it's two or three days in jail, that'll wake a parent up.
Well,
that'll make them pay attention. It's real now.
Yeah.
Ain't just got to listen. Ain't not trying to listen. I'm talking about at that level of violence, that some of the stuff that you're speaking of, absolutely, it should be held accountable.
What can we do as a people to keep some of this from getting to that point? Because as I said earlier, we're trained on what to do in the event of a tornado, bad weather, or an active shooter. Why aren't we addressing more in our culture, be it in school or out of school,
position on it. I mean, it's some hardcore action that needs to take place. And what that is you have to do things solid, have meaning, that have outcome. You know, we can sit all day and talk, oh, what can we do, and be out for the soccer, but we need to have some actual penalties and punishment behind the actions. That's it. That would change all this. That country, you know, if you steal, in certain countries, they cut your hand off. That may sound a little brutal to some people, but if you're stealing, you're breaking the cars, these people can be, they're repeat offenders. But if you were in another country, oh, you would only do that one time.
I do agree that the behavior that we're seeing in our schools would never be prevalent in other countries. I do think that, and hear me out, I'm not trying to be philosophical, but what I am saying is we need to do something to address the situation so that it doesn't escalate to that point. I think the frequency...
I'll give you the answer. I don't know. Hey, if something on fire, you need to put water on it. That's the answer. Now, we shouldn't talk about the fire keeps growing. And that's a quick answer. If you got a fire, you got some water hand, put water on it. If you have a situation like a fight, and after this happens, you know your mama going to jail for 3 days.
Now, of course, you know that I don't think mother should go to jail. I would be for father going to jail.
And you know this is going to happen to you. Not, I'm going to talk about it. This is what's happening.
And
once that starts to happen, trust. And change stuff quick.
And let me just add that you know that somewhere there are going to be critics that say that this is probably extreme, that this is a racial profile. And so I don't know. I just think...
I know why. It don't matter. If your kids are doing it, then are we allowed to be more violent because we were enslaved for years? Well, come on. Everybody's not violent. That's black.
Oh, definitely. Definitely not. I want to make that really clear that not all schools have this problem with the conflict. And to be honest with you, it does sound like most of the conflict is in lower economic communities, and that's very problematic for a number of reasons. But
so do you get a pass? Because
no, exactly.
You're from that area?
No, exactly. But I do think that it's widespread enough, not just in Atlanta, not just in Georgia, because I'm looking at videos online, and they've got problems with this fight situation. It's bad in Florida, in California, in New York. So we're sharing a problem, but we're not sharing solutions.
You got so many opportunities. I tell you, I'm giving you solutions, but as again, those are the solutions to the part of, as it relates to the penalties. The prevent is when you teach that this is the outcome. That's your prevent. The outcome is this when you do that. Okay?
Yes.
When you teach the outcome up front, then you start to show the results of said situation. It starts to happen and people see it. Now, proof's in the pudding. They know what time it is.
Okay.
That's it. Once you start to advertise, you know, if you get caught with holding a cell phone in your hand, boom, you get a ticket. How often do you think it's going to keep happening? People start to conform. People conform quickly. We're smart. We're smart people. We conform quickly with the results. But if there are no results, there's no action, there's no penalty, there are no consequences. Of course not. Nothing's going to happen.
Mr. Alvin Pitts, thank you so much for joining us for our topic today on Teacher Talk, Fights in School. Our program is recorded and edited for time limitations. You, too, are welcome to share your input, a simple phone call from a ground phone or a cell phone, or I can meet you in person for the recording. The challenges are many. Join us again, and until next time, this is Teacher Talk.
Political as well as analytical.